Income statement. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the income statement as a financial statement showing the net income for a business over a given period of time. Also called the statement of profit and loss, the income statement shows sources of revenue, sales in cash, or as accounts receivable, which are sales on credit, followed by various types of expenses incurred throughout the period. The relationship is basically one of subtraction, starting with revenue and deducting various expenses. The amount left after all expenses have been deducted is the net income, profit, or loss. This equation follows, along with an example of one type of income called gross profit, which is discussed more below. Note that while the following exhibit is listed in millions, this example lists the actual amounts. Exhibit 6-9 shows 2 years of income statements for an organization. Exhibit 6-9, income statements for 2 years. Note how the expense deductions occur in stages. This shows which costs are the most significant. The first deduction is revenue minus the cost of goods sold, COGS. This results in gross margin, which is also called gross profit. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines COGS and some related terms as follows. Cost of goods sold, COGS. An accounting classification useful for determining the amount of direct materials, direct labor, and allocated overhead associated with the products sold during a given period of time. Direct labor. Labor that is specifically applied to the good being manufactured or used in the performance of the service. Direct material. Material that becomes a part of the final product in measurable quantities. Overhead, the costs incurred in the operation of a business that cannot be directly related to the individual goods or services produced. These costs, such as light, heat, supervision, and maintenance, are grouped in several pools, for example, department overhead, factory overhead, general overhead, and distributed to units of goods or services by some standard allocation method such as direct labor hours, direct labor dollars, or direct materials dollars. Fixed overhead, traditionally, all manufacturing costs, other than direct labor and direct materials, that continue even if products are not produced. Although fixed overhead is necessary to produce the product, it cannot be directly traced to the final product. Gross margin, the difference between total revenue and the cost of goods sold. Direct materials and direct labor are costs that can be directly attributed to producing specific units that were actually sold during the year or other period. Overhead costs are allocated to units sold in some way, such as by a percentage of the cost per unit. Gross profit minus operating expenses, depreciation, and interest expenses on debt results in net income, profit before taxes. Operating expenses include selling expenses such as salesperson's commissions or advertising. General and administrative expenses such as executive and clerical wages and benefits. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines general and administrative expenses, G&A, as the category of expenses on an income statement that includes the costs of general managers, computer systems, research and development, etc. Insurance. Lease expenses such as for office space or vehicles. The amount of depreciation on fixed assets for the year or other period is also deducted. This reduces tax liability, even though it is not a cash expense because no money is paid out. Net income before taxes minus taxes is then net income, profit, also called the net profit margin. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines profit margin from a perspective of gross profit margin as 1. The difference between the sales and cost of goods sold for an organization, sometimes expressed as a percentage of sales. 2. In traditional accounting, the product selling price minus the direct material, direct labor, and allocated overhead for the product, sometimes expressed as a percentage of selling price. The net profit margin is the proverbial bottom line, and it could be positive profit or negative loss. Profits might be used to pay off debts or pay dividends to owners, or they could be put into cash or cash equivalents. Thus, profits may improve the balance sheet while losses will make it worse. From an inventory management perspective, the raw materials and work-in-process inventory that became finished goods and were sold during the period are included in COGS and thus become an expense that offsets revenue and reduces profit. Inventory starts as a balance sheet asset and becomes an expense on the income statement when it is sold. One way to increase profit is to reduce these manufacturing and purchasing costs. This may include reducing variable costs such as materials or labor, or reducing fixed costs that are summed up as overhead. Examples of cost savings and inventory management include investing in more efficient equipment that uses less energy, reducing materials handling through process improvements, or using better packaging to reduce product damage and insurance costs. However, note that only the inventory that is sold impacts the income statement. Inventory that has been produced but not sold, although considered an asset, is neither revenue nor an expense. The expenses are tracked in the Enterprise Resources Planning System, but are not entered on the income statement until the period in which the sale is made. If you increase inventory over the year without increasing sales by the same amount, you will be making more assets but not more revenue or profit. Inventory on the books is not as good as inventory that is converted into products and then sold. This is partly because cash is tied up in inventory and cannot be used to pay bills or wages. The faster inventory is converted, the better.